Books on Tape presents The Refuge, a Maxie and Stretch Mystery by Sue Henry. Read by Lee Adams. Chapter 1. Sometime in the deep of the night, I became vaguely aware of a soft breeze blowing on my face and the gentle susurrus of a window curtain moving above my head. For a breath or two, I didn't move, eyes closed, dreamily curious and a bit puzzled by those sensations, in combination with the sound of rain pouring down outside the window. Could it have been the low percussion of its arrival on the roof that had roused me? I opened my eyes to the shadowy dark, sat up, and swung my feet over the side of the bed onto a polished wood floor, surprisingly cool and certainly not a part of my well-known bedroom. From what I could see, the size and configuration of the space in which I found myself was unfamiliar, and in my sleepy state, disorienting. Sitting there, bemused, I was reminded of other times I had come awake in the dark of an unfamiliar room, with the same bewildered reaction. Where am I? But as I assessed the space, one significant clue caught my attention. Though most of the room was dark, a kind of half-light from some artificial outside source illuminated the window curtains that were being ballooned by the breeze and allowed me to see that they were made of a yellow fabric with wide bands of green leaves and red and white flowers, hibiscus blossoms. Though known from pictures and southern places I had visited, the print of these curtains was certainly not native to my home in Alaska. Then the penny finally dropped.